Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, I'm going to tell you how to get a girlfriend. All right, so let's talk about how to get you that awesome girlfriend that you want. How to get a girlfriend. All right, so what I'm going to give in this video is I'm going to give you some very practical techniques and really areas in your life that you have to look at to see where you need to fix certain sticking points that you have in order to get much better at attracting a girlfriend. All right, we're going to cover all the different nuances that I've discovered in my own struggle to find a girlfriend, because I had a big struggle with this, and I dedicated massive resources and attention and energy and time to figuring this out because I really sucked with attraction. And that's what I want to really talk about in this video. Is there's really two phases to having a girlfriend. One is to attract her, and that's from the phase where you just meet her to the point where you have sex with her. And then after you have sex with her, onwards, that's when the relationship starts. And there's also some different mindsets that you need and various techniques to actually maintain a girlfriend, because some people have trouble doing that after the sex part. But I find most guys can figure that stuff out more naturally. I'll have other videos that will cover those topics more in depth. Here I want to focus on the first part of this process, the attraction part. I find that most people who are struggling to get a girlfriend are struggling in this area, the attraction area. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to give you all the different sticking points that you might possibly have and how you can boost your success there by a lot. What I've really learned is that if you're bad at this, if you're bad with girls, if you're bad at attracting women, then what's actually really nice about this for guys is that you can improve, and you can improve massively. You just have to be dedicated, and you have to be following some of these principles. And then if you chip away at it over time, you can improve ridiculous amounts. It's insane how successful you can become with women, regardless of your looks or your finances or your social status or anything like that. So here we go. Let's talk about that. First of all, let's talk about the possible avenues of getting a girl. I think this is important because most guys are sitting or stuck at home or stuck in their job or doing something that's keeping them locked out from ever finding a girlfriend, simply because they're not utilizing one of these avenues that you have to use in order to actually find one. So one is social circle. Social circle means that you are socializing with your friends, and then your friends socialize with other friends, and you kind of intermingle, and then through that you meet girls. You meet new friends, and eventually you end up dating from that, and from there you can create relationships. This is actually how probably 95% of all dating is done, is through social circle. This is how girls love to date, and most guys like this as well. So that is a very legitimate avenue. The next avenue is online. Online dating now is pretty popular. It's a totally legitimate way to get dates. It's even a legitimate way to get married, to find your life partner and all that stuff. So that's definitely a appropriate avenue if you like that sort of thing, and if you're a little bit tech savvy, so that might be more in line with you. The only trick there is that online dating is fairly nuanced. There's a lot of details that will go into that, and I'll have another video that talk about the in-depth how-to of online dating, so I'm not going to cover that here. Next is cold approach. What is cold approach? This is my favorite and the most interesting. Cold approach is when you approach girls randomly on the street or in the mall or at a Starbucks or at a club or at a bar. Literally, you're approaching a strange girl that you never met before, and you're chatting her up with the intent of having sex with her and making her a girlfriend. So this is very, very possible, and you can get amazing results from doing this, and this is a very, very good way at learning how to be good with women. In fact, this is the best way. There is no better way to learn and to improve than by doing lots and lots and lots of cold approach. So I highly recommend that if you are deficient in this area. And lastly, the last avenue, I would say, is public visibility. So a lot of people, a lot of guys, will have options with very high-quality girls simply because they're out there in public. They're around people, and they're visible, and they also have status, right? So, for example, who might be in this position? A public speaker, or someone who's doing public presentations, or a celebrity, an actor, a musician, if you have your own band, an artist who's doing shows. You know, anything where you're out and about and you're meeting people, it's basically good enough, right? Because you're going to be bumping into girls, and that's all you need, really. You need some sort of vehicle for bumping into girls, whether you do it through cold approach, online dating, or social circle, or public visibility. It's all pretty much the same thing, just different ways to get there. So make sure that you choose one of these avenues to specialize in and commit yourself to that. Master that. Get good at it. If you want to be good at social circle, get good at that. Make sure you have a large social circle. Make sure you're being active in it. If you want to be good at online dating, make sure you commit yourself to that. Don't just go out there and post a profile and hope that girls hit you up. Like, really go at it hard. Make sure you craft a really awesome profile. Make sure you understand and learn how online dating works. And make sure that you're always on the online dating sites and hitting up lots of girls. That's giving you more opportunities. If you're doing cold approach, then, you know, do that. Hit that really hard. And if you're doing the public visibility thing, well, then, you know, do that. Make sure you are visible and make sure that you are actually coming into contact and talking to these girls. So those are the actual four avenues for getting a girlfriend. Now let's talk about attraction problems. This is going to be a list of 8 things that keep most guys from being able to attract the girlfriend that they want. So here they are in no particular order, but they're all very important. And if you get any one of these wrong, then you could be very critically hampering yourself from acquiring a girlfriend. So the first one is neediness. Neediness is a huge turnoff for women. I have other videos that talk about attraction with women, and you might want to check those out. But there, I talk about neediness in more depth. Here, I'm just going to say that if you need the girl, if you're desperate for sex, if you're desperate for love or companionship, then there's no way in hell that you're going to have a girlfriend. She is probably not even going to get attracted to you in the first place, but even if she does, she's going to leave you very fast because she's going to sense that neediness from you. So what you need to do is you got to burn that out of your system. Find a way to get the neediness out. Usually the best way to do that, I find, is to actually be in a lot of relationships, do dating a lot, so that you can burn it out of your system and you're not so needy for sex or women anymore. The next point is not going out. Most guys that have problems with getting a girlfriend are antisocial. They're not going out. They're sitting at home in their man cave watching television or watching sports or playing video games all day, or they're stuck at work and they're workaholics. And so, of course, if you're doing that, then how can you expect to get a girlfriend? You have to be out being social because women are social. First of all, women love social guys just because they love social everything. They're social creatures. You need to be a social creature too. Now, if you're an introvert, I understand that this is hard. I'm an introvert myself. This has been a big challenge for me. But you got to go out there and push yourself, right? You don't have to become a social party animal, but you can still go out more often than you do. And if you never go out, then that's your problem right there. You got to fix that. Start going out. The next point is not approaching. Just because you go out, that's nice. Maybe you go out with your buddies once a week to a bar. And you stand there and you have some drinks and you crack some jokes and then you go home. I mean, you see girls, but you don't approach them. You talk about approaching them. You fantasize about maybe how you could sleep with that girl or how you can get that girl or maybe how you could fall in love with her or she could fall in love with you, but then no action is taken. No approach is made. Or maybe you expect her to approach you, and that will never, of course, happen because women almost never approach men. So here what you got to do is you got to take the initiative. And I know it's scary. There's anxiety involved. It's called approach anxiety. There's actually a term for it. In the pickup community, it's called approach anxiety. And this approach anxiety, let me tell you, it doesn't really go away, all right? I've cold approached several thousand women in the last couple of years, and I've really pushed myself hard. And I still have approach anxiety. If I go out to the club tonight, I will still have approach anxiety, all right? It's natural, it's normal, so you have to just bust through it. You have to take the initiative. Don't be a pussy, you have to be a man. Just when you do a direct approach on a girl, that alone builds massive attraction in her eyes about you because you're a man who did that, and 99% of men are not willing to do that, or they only do that when they're shit-faced and wasted. You want to be doing that sober, right? Do it dead sober. That's the best way to learn. All right, next is guys suck at talking to women, right? Maybe you're one of those guys that just doesn't know what to say in front of a woman. This is actually a lot of guys. This was one of my biggest stumbling blocks when I started doing cold approaches, that I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to talk to women. I'm a very logical, analytical, introverted guy. So what does that mean? That means that I'm always stuck in my head, and the conversation topics that I have are never appropriate for the kind of social settings that I'm in. So when I'm in a loud club or a bar or someplace like that, or even at a mall, I mean, I can't talk to a woman about the kind of stuff that I'm like talking with you guys. It's very heady. It's not appropriate for that atmosphere. So I had to really retrain my brain to be more flirtatious and fun and spontaneous, more like joking and more witty when I'm out and about and talking to women. That's what women want. They want emotionally stimulating conversation, not the boring, hey, what's your name? Where are you from? Where do you work? All right, that's a very, I mean, if you got to start there, that's fine. And I ask those questions a lot myself. I still do. especially when I started, I was asking those, and that was basically my whole game. Because at that point, you know, you got to work with what you got. Start there if that's all you got, but then try to actually improve your conversation skills so you're cracking jokes, you're being funny, you're being witty, you're doing these kinds of things where you're teasing girls. You got to be doing that, all right? Girls will be so much more attracted to you if you are. Okay, the next point is not being sexual with women. You have to be sexual. This is why guys get friend zone. They have friend zone problems, is that they're acquaintances with a girl and they kind of befriend a girl, they do nice things for the girl, and they expect that the girl will magically fall in love with them. She's not gonna do that. If you're not sexually making advances on her, then she's gonna perceive you as just a guy with no balls, and she's not gonna get attracted to you. That's because you have no balls, and you don't deserve to get the attraction of a cute girl. So what that means is that you have to be sexual. Be sexual with a girl right off the bat. Set that frame. What does that mean? That means putting your hands on her body, being physical right off the bat, as soon as you can. Especially if you're in a nightclub or a bar, that's very appropriate. If you're at the mall, definitely don't do that. That's not appropriate. So you have to be calibrated to that sort of stuff. Also, the conversations you're having, right? Be sexual with your conversations. Flirt. Use sexual innuendo. Sometimes literally, you know, say dirty things to her right off the bat. I mean, it can work extremely, extremely well. And some of the best guys that I know are extremely sexual when they're talking to women because they don't want to be playing around. They don't want any confusion about what this conversation here is about. This conversation is about us having sex and us having some sort of relationship. This is not a get to know you chat or a chat about the weather. Make sure you're not doing that. That's a big killer, big mistake that people make. All right, the next point is not leading. All right, a man has to lead, and you have to be leading with a woman. That means what? That means literally you take her by the hand if you meet her somewhere, and you move her around. You move around the venue. You change venues. What does that mean? That means that, let's say you open a girl at the mall, and you're talking to her at the mall, you just like chat her up. Okay, you have a nice little 5-minute conversation at the mall. Now you grab her by the hand, and you lead her to the Starbucks inside the mall to grab a coffee, right? It's like an instant date. Go grab a coffee. You're leading her. You're pulling her somewhere. That shows that you're a man, you're leading, but it's also about leading her to sex, literally. I mean, that's what you gotta be doing. That's what really good guys do. The guys that get a lot of girls, that's what they're doing. They're not just standing around and waiting for the girl to say, hey, come home with me. It doesn't work like that. You have to lead. Take her from one place to the next place. So from the mall to the coffee shop, from the coffee shop to ice cream, from ice cream to food, from food to your house, and there, sex, right? If you're not doing that, then it's not gonna happen. You're missing a lot of opportunities just by not leading properly. Okay, the next point is not closing hard, all right? You have to be a hard closer. This is so important. I can't even count how many women I've lost because I wasn't closing hard enough. You have to really close hard. Basically, you push her for sex until she gives you a really hard, dead no. So when she says no, that's when you know you have to stop and then you can disengage and leave. That's when it's done. But until she gives you a hard no, you push it. Because women will give you so many excuses. They'll give you literally thousands of excuses from, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom, oh, my friends are here, somebody is waiting for me, I have work in the morning, this and that. She'll give you all sorts of excuses. You have to bust through every single one of those, lead her to a place where you're isolated and have sex with her. There is no relationship until there is sex. All right. So this is very, very critical. You have to be a hard closer. If you don't know how to do that, if you're not comfortable with it, you have to just push yourself. Push yourself to take it to the next level. You will be shocked at how far you can get away with what you can do with girls as far as pulling them to close. Like, you have to be like a really hard salesman. It's really a salesman skill. Okay, the next and last point is bad text game, right? How good are you with your text messages? This is very important because nowadays, you rarely will call a girl that you just met or that you even met through a friend. It's usually gonna be a text message. And if it's text messages or even text messages after online dating to get a girl to meet up with you, you're gonna be shooting text messages. You have to know how to say the right things to communicate the right things so that you seem attractive via the text messages. You don't seem needy and desperate. And a lot of guys will screw this up because their text game is completely wrong. It's usually way too verbose, way too overblown, and way too needy. So you need to work that out as well. And I'll have other videos that talk about that. That's a pretty in-depth topic. And I really struggled with text game for a long time. And I still do to an extent, but now I kind of really know the hard do's and don'ts which have lost me many, many, many girls who would have otherwise slept with me or become my girlfriend just because I'd sent them the wrong text message. I mean, girls will be very picky about that. One wrong text message and you're going to blow the whole opportunity. So you have to make sure you get that right. All right, so those are the 8 points, all right? Neediness, not going out, not approaching, sucking at conversation, not being sexual, not leading, not closing hard, and bad text game. All right, the next point that I want to make is that you got to take these points and you got to ask yourself, okay, where am I going wrong? Where am I faltering here? Pick the ones that you're doing the worst on and then commit yourself to working those out. Practicing and learning from other places, learning from me, learning from other sources that you can find to get this dialed in your life. If you get all 8 points firing on all 8 cylinders, then you are going to be so attractive and so successful with women that you will have more girls than you will want to be your girlfriend. You will not have any trouble getting a girlfriend if you do this. The next point that I want to make is really that you have to commit to a different paradigm in your thinking. Most guys, what they do when they start off dating and they struggle with getting a girl is that they use this what I call the rod and reel method of catching a girl. It's kind of like fishing. If you take dating and getting a girl as an analogy and equate it with fishing, right? If you're fishing and you're using the rod and reel, what you do is you go out on the bank, you cast one line out into the lake, and you've got one hook on it, and you're sitting there all day waiting for a fish to come nibble and bite on it. Now, the problem with that approach is that a fish comes and bites, let's say, 5 hours later. You're bored out of your mind, maybe you're even asleep. But let's say it comes and bites once in a blue moon. It bites, now you get all excited, you grab the pole, you set the hook, and what? Well, half the time, the hook doesn't even set. And then you get all disappointed and dejected, and you have to wait another 5 hours. But even if the hook does set, now the fish is on the hook, you're reeling it in, but then you got to be very careful and you're very anxious about reeling it in because you got to get everything just right or you're going to lose this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reel in this nice fish. So with that kind of approach, there's a lot of like anxiety within you and it builds up a lot of neediness and desperation. And with women, that's just like repellent to them. So this is the worst possible way to attract women is with this rod and reel method. It's going to be extremely frustrating. Instead, what you want to do is you want to use the net method. What's the net method? You walk out there with a large casting net and you cast that thing into the lake and then you just pull it in and you see what you get. And invariably, you're going to get an assortment of things. You're going to get good fish, bad fish, all sorts of fish. From that, you pick the fish that you like the best and you make her your girlfriend. That's a much better approach. Now, this is all nice and poetic and philosophical, but what does this practically mean for you if you're a guy who wants to get a girl right now? What that means is working on these 8 points that I just talked about, right? These 8 points, this is your net. Now, the less of these points that you've got solid, that means that your net has holes. So if you're being needy, if you're not going out, if you're not approaching, and if you're sucking at your conversations, those are 4 huge holes in your net. Basically, your net is going to be so full of holes that girls will just slip right through it. And if you're not being sexual and you're not leading and you're not closing hard and you have bad text game, again, 4 other gaping holes in your net. So if you've got all these holes, no wonder you don't have a girlfriend. Now, if you get all these holes plugged by working on yourself, then you'll have a very solid net and you'll be catching lots of girls in that net and you'll select the one that you really want. So that is the approach that I recommend. If you use the rod and reel method, then you're going to be in a world of pain and disappointment and you are not going to get the best kind of girl that you could get if you did it the other way around. So think about that. Think about making that paradigm shift. It's pretty important. The last point that I'm going to say is that, you know, if you've got a lot of holes in your net, just admit that you do, and it's okay. Just admit that you're not good with girls right now, and use that as fuel to motivate you in this journey of learning how to get better with girls. Let me tell you, when you get better with girls and you get on this path of getting better with girls, but also personal development, it's one of the most rewarding journeys that you'll ever go on in your life. You will not regret it. It's going to be challenging, but it's going to be extremely rewarding. I've gotten some of the biggest personal development growth in my own life from doing this. So women are a really great way for a man to really become a man. So don't shy away from learning this stuff. It's very important, especially if you're young and you've got a lot of years ahead of you. You know, you're going to be feeling that pain for a long time if you don't fix this. And lastly is, you know, commit to being patient with this process. You're not going to get good with girls if you suck. You're not going to get good just in a week or in a month or even in a year. It's going to take multiple years to do this. And you know what? This is okay because you're going to be baby stepping your way up and up and up, and you're going to be learning and learning and getting better and better and better. And most of the payoff are going to be at the end. At the beginning, it's going to be a big struggle, but at the end, you're going to have massive, massive payoff. So it's very, very worth it. But you have to see the long-term vision for yourself, and you have to be patient. Don't say that you're going to get a girlfriend in one weekend. That's not very realistic. And even if you do, you haven't really improved yourself. You haven't really fixed your net. So you just got lucky if you did. And that's not the right way to really solve this problem permanently. All right. So this is Leon. I'm signing off. This is how to get a girlfriend. Go ahead and post me your comments down below. I'd love to hear what you think. Please like this. Click the like button if you liked it. Also, throw this up on Facebook or somewhere else where you can share it with a friend. I'd love to spread this message around, help other guys. And then come check out and sign up to our newsletter at ashlies.org, where I'm releasing new videos, new articles, exclusive stuff for my subscribers every single week. I'm helping to keep you on track with mastering your psychology and creating an extraordinary life. You know, I've studied personal development for so much, for so long. I've discovered so many like amazing ideas and principles and strategies that I want to share with you guys because they've had a really profound effect on my life. And I'm using them personally to create an extraordinary life, the kind of life that people would be extremely envious and jealous of. I've already made a lot of progress on that, but what I've discovered is that you need to like always be working on yourself every single day, baby stepping it up and up and up and up. And that's why I'm releasing content very frequently and very consistently, is because I want to help you stay on track with that. And if you sign up, then you're getting those updates for free. So go ahead and check that out.